Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Heflin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Randy Heflin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Gray. Batting second. The second baseman, Len Schult. Batting third. The first baseman, Babe Martin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Don Gutteridge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult bunts towards the mound. Heflin fields it and throws to first for the out. Gray moves to second. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gray moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schult settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schult settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball towards left. Gutteridge settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gutteridge. Tobin moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0. Red Sox. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Randy Heflin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heflin strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Steiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culberson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culberson moves to third. Randy Heflin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heflin is 0 for 1 in the game. Heflin strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to home to get Culberson. Walters moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schultz fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Schultz. Johnson moves to second. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Lazor moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Len Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George McQuinn now playing first base. Randy Heflin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heflin is 0-for-2 in the game. Heflin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steiner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. There goes Moore trying to get to third. Lazor throws the ball into Tobin, who tags Moore for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mike Krivic pinch hits for Don Gutteridge. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic now playing center field. Pete Gray now playing left field. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns pinch hits for Red Hayworth. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Tex Shirley pinch runs for Milt Burns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer bunts for an out with unknown description. Shirley moves to second. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Heflin covering, for the out. Shirley moves to third. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Mancuso now catching. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Randy Heflin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heflin is 0 for 3 in the game. Heflin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. Christman goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.